If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, Jaya.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Warning in advance, the show might cut at any time. The technician hasn't yet arrived. He will come on Monday to check the fiber optics line. And yesterday, I thought I had solved the thing, but it kept showing up this morning. So we'll have to wait on Monday to have a stable show. If I disappear, we might have a good hour and it doesn't happen. But it's been happening still, but at a reduced rate. It's been happening that I lose my internet connection maybe once an hour at this point. So we'll have a look at what we can do with the fiber optics, but if I disappear, I'm not coming back. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? There are advancements in the Runny Good story with more videos available this morning. We now have a clearer view of the events. And yes, the New York Times analysis was extremely misleading because it was everyone on the left is focusing on, did he have his feet in front of the car? But hey, a car can bump on you laterally. A car can bump on you by doing a circular movement. And this guy doesn't have the responsibility to know all about the current direction of the car. This guy has one responsibility. Am I being assaulted with a deadly weapon? And that is the only question that we ask agents to keep on their mind when we review a case of self-defense. And definitely, he was impacted by this car. Definitely, he was hit by the car, and he was in the process of being hit throughout his shots. You don't have to be in front of a car for the car to hurt you. A car can very well hit you on the side of the bumper and drag you under the wheels, and you die. You're still going to die. If anything, it's more dangerous to get caught under the wheels when you are slightly on the side than when you are straight in front. John Garas says, eyes aren't professional stuntmen. Well, yeah, I mean, we're putting way too much information burden when we ask, look at this other camera angle. He was beside the car. There's only one camera angle that matters. It's the eyes of this guy. And now we have as close as this because we have the video from the phone he was holding. And the video from the phone he was holding, what it reveals is, yes, she used her car to assault a policeman. She did so on the order of her lesbian wife that was yelling, drive, drive, while apparently maybe entering the car. So it was kind of an escape, and they knew exactly what was happening. They were about to be arrested. Another agent was yelling, get out of the car now, get out of the car now. Now, if you hear get out of the car now, and you drive in speed, and you drive in a way that physically hits an ICE agent. Now, people are trying to be reductive about the extent of the injuries of the ICE agent, saying Mayor Frey said, all he had is a hips injury. Well, any injury, a scratch to my understanding, a scratch would have been enough to justify that he was touched. He was physically touched by the car. And so a hip injury is definitely big enough for me to consider this was a physical assault. By the way, this ICE agent was hit harder than George Floyd at any time in the struggle with Derek Chauvin. Just to make a crazy comparison here, The car hit this ice agent stronger. You know, George Floyd didn't have a broken hip at the... and yet, a jury decided that this was physical assault by Derek Chauvin. Okay, we can disagree on this, but... yeah, it is a physical assault to hit someone to the point of causing a hip injury. And the guy in the process of shooting the gun, he cannot ask himself, is that over already? Or is there more coming? Is she swerving in my direction or is she swerving in the other? Those are not questions. Once you look at the video, we'll have a look at it. Those are not questions you have the time to ask. The answer is, I'm being hit by a car. It's a deadly weapon. I could die. Don't hit someone who's pointing a gun at you with your car. That is stupid. That is a very bad decision making. But this whole situation shows we have a general problem with women in this country. Political women who have all of their day. Somehow they have children, but they still have all of their day. Like, weren't you telling me that you can't have 7 babies because you have to concentrate so hard on this one baby you have? No, they use their extra spare time. Instead of producing more babies, they use it to do political violence on the streets. And it's we have, you know, after 40 years old, a woman has either created her family and she's happy with it, and she stays in it, or she goes and becomes a mess for society for decades of issue that we're funding. We're funding this through federal welfare, SNAP recipients, free health care, baby checks, baby money. Gray Mondouable says the dad has custody of 2 children, I believe. Yeah, that's another thing with this girl. So disordered in life that she cannot even have the super bias of family courts on her side. very sad the situation we're in, because it's such a political mess. It would take massive changes of society for this to stop. This will go on. We'll see that there are now more women on the streets, 40, 50-year-old woman, ugly woman. They find themselves always on these streets to harass the ICE agents. Catty Cat says, I feel sorry for the poor dog in the car with that nut job woman. Oh, yeah, and now the surviving lesbian wife is claiming motherhood of the child. And I don't know how it's going to work out. I do hope that the legitimate biological grandfather of this child can come and claim him back, because she's writing a letter in which she's like, now I am alone to raise my son. Whoa, 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 whoa. You just had his mother killed. You are not biologically related to him. You were in a very short length lesbian relationship with his mother. I believe that the child should be sent back to his grandfather. I don't believe that she would, and on top of it, there's allegations that she was burning the child with cigarette. And they brought this child in a charter school, where they teach children social resistance and political resistance. That doesn't bode very well. Yesterday, I couldn't make a show. I was in Alberta, Basecur, Alberta. There was a room full of people for the independence of Alberta. It was great to meet these people. There was a very warm feeling to the crowd, where everyone knows we're all for the independence of Alberta. We are all stream as disconnected. Let's hope that we reconnect. Shit.
No.